You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The long-awaited downtown transfer center in Eau Claire officially opened this week. The first bus departed the new transit hub early Monday morning after years of construction delays and lane closures in the area. Many of the delays were caused by the COVID-19 pandemic and increased construction costs, pushing the opening date of the facility back by around 2 years. Construction work on the housing units above the facility will also continue throughout the fall, meaning the long-running single-lane closure on Farwell Street will remain in place. The City of River Falls has approved the bid and contract for a massive renovation project at the downtown fire station. The River Falls City Council approved an over $10.5 million contract for BCI Construction to complete the renovation work. Exact plans for the new facility have not yet been finalized, but the contract includes three alternative plans for an additional apparatus bay, a roof replacement, or fitness room. City officials say their goal is to upgrade training facilities and improve firefighter safety with the renovated fire station. A pair of Democratic state lawmakers have introduced legislation to guarantee residents the right to access contraceptives. State Senator Dianne Hesselbein and State Representative Lisa Subek introduced the Right to Contraception Act on Friday. The proposed bill would prohibit state or local government entities from implementing any laws that would make it more difficult for residents to obtain contraceptives or information. The state legislation is similar to federal legislation on contraception access that was introduced earlier this year. A group of Republican state lawmakers have introduced legislation to legalize the use of medical marijuana. The proposed legislation would create a new state program allowing growers, processors, labs, and dispensaries to obtain a license to legally produce and sell medical marijuana. The bill would also establish safeguards to ensure only people who have a medical need for it can gain access to it. The lawmakers say people with chronic illness should not need to cross state lines to try alternative medicines. Medical marijuana is legal at some level in most other states. The University of Wisconsin-Stout has officially started a massive renovation project for Heritage Hall. University officials gathered for a groundbreaking ceremony on the over $144 million renovation project earlier this month and say work on the project is currently scheduled to wrap up in the fall of 2028. When completed, the renovated building will be able to serve about twice as many students with a more flexible space. Officials also say the building will feature solar panels and significantly improved accessibility when completed. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has announced the start of construction on an improvement project along the I-94 bridge over the St. Croix River. The crucial transportation corridor connects Hudson, Wisconsin and Lakeland, Minnesota, and the improvement project will include bridge joint replacements, pavement replacements, and work on a retaining wall. The highway will remain open to traffic with some lane, shoulder, and temporary ramp closures. Construction work is currently scheduled to wrap up in mid-October before restarting in April. The Rice Lake Plan Commission has approved early plans for a new fitness center on South Wisconsin Avenue. At their meeting on Thursday, the commission approved the building site and operational plan for the proposed Olympic fitness facility with a 4-2 vote. While this portion of the plan was approved, commission members expressed concerns over parking needs and emergency vehicle access that will need to be addressed before the project can move forward. Olympic fitness officials say their current Hammond Avenue facility has no space for expansion. With the federal student aid application period opening in October, a Wisconsin nonprofit is reminding residents of the services they offer to help borrowers across the state. The Wisconsin Coalition on Student Debt, or Debt Smart, seeks to help Wisconsin students navigate the loan process with free practical tools and a helpline. Organization officials also say Wisconsin residents have a lower than average amount of student loan debt, but there's still a great deal of confusion around pandemic-related forbearances and changes to income-driven repayment plans. New changes have officially gone into effect for Wisconsin's Supplemental Nutrition Program for women, infants, and children. According to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, the changes implemented to the WIC program on Monday will offer recipients expanded food choices, more options for special diets, and additional support for healthy eating habits. Among the changes are an extra $3 for fruits and vegetables, more options for infant foods, and more whole grain options for women who are pregnant, breastfeeding, or postpartum. Another candidate has entered the Democratic field for governor in the 2026 election, weeks after stepping down as secretary and CEO of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Missy Hughes has officially launched her campaign for governor. Hughes has been with the WEDC since 2019 and highlighted various accomplishments in that role in her campaign announcement. She says she's running to help build a Main Street economy that improves access to healthcare, childcare, and housing, as well as investing in public education. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks without Giannis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks held their media day to kick off their season, but Giannis Antetokounmpo not there. He's in quarantine in Greece after testing positive for COVID. On a Zoom call, Giannis asked how he feels about missing the start of training camp.
Definitely disappointed, bummed out that I'm not able to be there with the team and just like, you know, as a leader, I don't feel good about this. But at the end of the day, like, this is life. But at the end of the day, I think they will understand. If I'm not there today to see them, I'll be there in a few days, and we get the ball rolling.
College football. The Wisconsin Badgers have a rough schedule ahead with games against Iowa, Ohio State, and this Saturday they travel to Michigan.
Our ability to maintain and sustain some consistency as we continue to push and grow is going to be every bit as important as anything else.
That's the Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There's a new King of the Hill at the theater. Dolly Parton fans, especially those who are headed to Las Vegas later this year to see her live, will not be happy to hear that the singer is postponing multiple Vegas shows. Dolly Live in Vegas was announced in June and was supposed to run from December 4th through the 13th at Caesars Palace. The country icon posted on social media that her doctors have told her she needs a few medical procedures, but she did not give details. In the post, Parton made it clear she is not ready to retire and wants to be at her best when she returns. Stay tuned. The only way Taylor Swift will be at this year's Super Bowl will be if she's cheering for Travis Kelce, which would mean the Chiefs end up making yet another appearance. Sigh. Swift announced over the weekend that she will not take the gig for the Super Bowl halftime show. Yahoo Sports reports the NFL failed to meet Swift's demands, adding that the NFL is strict about dictating terms for Super Bowl halftime performers. Here's one of Pete's picks. I was late to the party with the original Dexter, but really enjoyed all 8 seasons. I'm really enjoying Dexter Resurrection. The show has the same mystery of its first incarnation, as well as the solid writing, but the Dexter character has evolved into a caring father, which complicates things for a serial killer. The talented cast that surrounds Michael C. Hall includes Neil Patrick Harris, Eric Stonestreet, Peter Dinklage, and Uma Thurman. It's worth a look. And in news almost nobody over 30 cares about, Selena Gomez and her fiancé, Benny Blanco, tied the knot after their 2-year courtship. The wedding took place last Saturday in California. Gomez announced the news on Instagram over the weekend. Taylor Swift was the flower girl and Martin Short was the ring bearer. Other celebrities who attended included Paris Hilton, and there were some celebs with talent who attended as well, including Steve Martin, Ed Sheeran, and Paul Rudd. There's a new King of the Hill at the theater. A big-time director, an all-star cast, and excellent reviews could not keep one battle after another from the top spot at last week's box office. The Paul Thomas Anderson-directed film that stars Leo DiCaprio, Sean Penn, Regina King, and Benicio del Toro opened at the top with $22 million and $48.5 million worldwide. It also set a record as the highest-grossing open of Paul Thomas Anderson's career. Last week's number one, Demon Slayer: Infinity Castle, dropped to number three this past weekend with a haul of $7.1 million at the gate. Coming in at number two was G-rated Gabby's Dollhouse, the movie, which brought in $13.7 million. The Conjuring Last Rites came in fourth place with just under $7 million this week. It's fifth in theaters. And finishing at number five was another new release, horror flick The Strangers Chapter 2, which finished at just under $6 million. Lots of good variety at the box office and more to come. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a high right around 81 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 60 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, another warm day, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.